Chapter 34. For a long time she continued to lean against him, her head on his knees, as he had done on the terrace of Como on the last night of their honeymoon. He had ceased to talk, and he sat silent also, passing his hand quietly to and fro over her hair. The first rapture had been succeeded by soberer feelings. Her confession had broken up the frozen pride about his heart, and humbled him to the earth. But it had also roused forgotten things, memories and scruples swept aside in the first rush of their reunion. He and she belonged to each other for always. He understood that now. The impulse which had first drawn them together again, in spite of reason, in spite of themselves almost, that deep-seated instinctive need that each had of the other, would never again wholly let them go. Yet as he sat there he thought of Strefford, he thought of Coral Hicks. He had been a coward in regard to Coral, and Susie had been sincere and courageous in regard to Strefford. Yet his mind dwelt on Coral with tenderness, with compunction, with remorse, and he was almost sure that Susie had already put Strefford utterly out of her mind. It was the old contrast between the two ways of loving, the man's way and the woman's. And after a moment it seemed to Nick natural enough that Susie, from the very moment of finding him again, should feel neither pity nor regret, and that Strefford should already be to her, as if he had never been. After all, there was something providential in such arrangements. He stooped closer, pressed her dreaming head between his hands, and whispered, "Wake up, it's bedtime." She rose. But as she moved away, to turn on the light he caught her hand, and drew her to the window. They leaned on the sill in the darkness, and through the clouds, from which a few drops were already falling, the moon, laboring upward, swam into a space of sky, cast her troubled glory on them, and was again hidden. End of Project Gutenberg. Text of the Glimpses of the Moon, by Wharton. Got by Gutenberg Edition.